This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID in Colorado are down over the past few weeks. The latest numbers show 187 people in the hospital. This week, Coloradans began receiving updated booster shots that specifically target the Omicron variant. Cleveland Piggott is a family practice doctor in Denver.
I do expect it to drive up vaccinations, but the people that it's going to drive it up for are going to be the ones that have been getting every single vaccine.
He'd like to see the state close its vaccination gap. Just over half of Coloradans have gotten the first two shots of COVID vaccine, plus at least one booster. Some groups like Latino residents and teenagers lag behind. In his final State of the City address, Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers says he's kept his original campaign promise of getting the city moving again. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Suthers championed the city's growth of 50,000 people over the past 8 years. He described the economic growth as exponential and applauded the transformation of the downtown area. Suthers also acknowledged that some residents struggle with how the city is evolving.
But you cannot create the 5,000 jobs needed annually to accommodate our graduating children and grandchildren who want to live here without growing.
Suthers is term limited. His successor will be elected in April. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Some just released numbers from 8 district attorneys show how plea agreements often work in the state and the racial bias in who gets jail time before their trials and who gets probation instead of incarceration. This comes out of a year-long data project from those prosecutors who represent half of Colorado's population. And there's more on that at CPR.org. Colorado weather is cooler today and again tomorrow. Mid-70s in Colorado Springs this afternoon. 60s around Denver with some rain possible on Saturday. This is CPR News and KRCC.